Okay, let's review Pesachim Daf Ayin Ches. Name a Masnisin Delok Rabbi Yossi. Since Rabbi Yossi holds that Ein Tzitz Meratza Lechilos, the Tzitz does not validate the parts of the carbon brought by Tumah that gets eaten, and we assume that Rabbi Yossi holds like Rabbi Yeshua that a carbon can only be brought if both the basic avod is permissible and the part that it's eaten will be permissible, it seems that Rabbi Yossi is against our Mishnah, which allowed to bring carbonos sibur b'tumah. The Gemara has three suggestions deal with the discrepancy between Rabbi Yossi and our Mishnah. First, maybe Rabbi Yossi holds dam afu pishein basa. The blood can be brought b'tumah even if the meat is invalid, and that is why our Mishnah allows bringing carbonos sibur b'tumah, even though the tzitz does nothing for the meat. The Gemara rejects that approach because shtei alechem ayikal memra. Why would the Mishnah allow the shtei alechem, which is entirely eaten, to be brought b'tumah? After all, tzitz doesn't help for parts of kabanos that are eaten. Second, the Gemara suggests Rabbi Yossi holds tumah hutra b'tzibur. Tumah issues are completely permissible with kabanos tzibur, and we therefore don't have to rely on the tzitz at all. The Gemara rejects that because Rabbi Yossi requires a kohen gadol to become tar in advance of Yom Kippurim, even though the avodas Yom Kippurim is an avodas tzibur. Finally, the Gemara concludes masnisin delok Rabbi Yossi. Our Mishnah is against Rabbi Yossi. Amar le'Rav Papa Labai, Rabbi Yossi shtar mezakeh li beitrei. The Gemara asks Rabbi Yossi seems to pass on like two conflicting opinions. On the one hand, he says that we pass on like Rabbi Lazar, who says that part of the carbon can be brought even if the meat cannot be eaten, and the kometz of mincha can be brought even if the shkiraim cannot be eaten. On the other hand, he says, we pass on Rabbi Yeshua that the blood of a carbon cannot be brought if the meat will not be permitted to eat, and by a carbon mincha, the kometz cannot be brought if the shkiraim will not be eaten. The Gemara suggests five possibilities for how to understand Rabbi Yossi. First, mistavrika amar. Rabbi Yossi simply meant to say that the machlokes of Rabbi Yeshua applies by zvachim and minachos. Second, maybe Rabbi Yossi meant to pass on like Rabbi Eliezer that the carbon can be brought even if the edible part is pasul, only when that psul is a tumah problem, which can be solved by the tzitz. If the problem with the edible part were that the edible part was lost or burned, he would pass on Rabbi Yeshua that the carbon is pasul. Third, maybe Rabbi Yossi holds like Rabbi Lazar, by a carbon sibur, whose edible part becomes tameh, and like Rabbi Yeshua, by a carbon yachud, whose edible part became tameh, by a carbon yachud, whose edible part became tameh. Fourth, maybe Rabbi Yossi meant to pass on like Rabbi Yeshua as a lechatchila matter, but if the avoda were already done, he would hold like Rabbi Lazar that it's kosher. And finally, maybe Rabbi Yossi meant to pass on like Rabbi Lazar by the aved, only when the problem is that it was lost or burned. But when the problem is one of tumah, we would even pass on like Rabbi Lazar lechatchila, because even Rabbi Yeshua agrees to Rabbi Lazar when the issue is one of tumah. Zak the Mishnah. Nitma basar v'chelev kayimena zorek hasadam. When the meat of an individual's carbon pesach becomes tameh, but the chelev which is burnt on the mizbech remains tar, we cannot do the avoda of zrik hasadam on the carbon. Amar Rav Gidol Amrav, im zara kurtza. Rav holds that if the zrik hasadam was already done on the carbon, is valid. Rav knows that the Mishnah only means to say that the chachil of the blood should not be thrown, but b'di'eved, it would work, because the Mishnah uses the expression eino zorek and not hustle, which would have implied that it's even problematic with the Eved. Even though the eating of the Korban Pesach is critical, as indicated by the Torah repeating the idea that it must be eaten, Rav must hold like Rabbi Nassan that Achilas Pesachim Lo Ma'akva, Korban Pesach can be kosher even if it isn't eaten. Rabbi Nassan originally expressed his opinion in the context of saying that even if multiple groups are registered on Korban Pesach to the point that some people will not receive a Kazayas, none of the participants will have to bring Pesach Sheni because the Zrikas Adam worked even though they didn't eat the Korban. The Gemara discusses whether each of three different brises assumes like Rabbi Nassan that the achilah of Korban Pesach is not ma'akev. First, the brise says that if Zrika is done for people who cannot eat the carbon, it's still kosher, which seems to assume like Rabbi Nassan that the carbon can be brought even if it can't be eaten. The Gemara rejects this because maybe having a pasul machshav at the time of Zrika does nothing to affect the Korban Pesach, where Shechita is the critical time. Second, the brisa that requires the owner of the carbon to be healthy enough to eat both at the time of the Shechita and Zrika seems to assume like the Rabbanan, but Rabbi Nassan would hold that it would be good enough if the person were healthy enough to eat at the Shah Shechita. The Gemara rejects this because even though Rabbi Nassan doesn't require the actual eating of the carbon in order for to be kosher, gavra dechazi la'achila b'inan, and he still requires a person who is capable of eating. Third, Rav Lazar suggests that the brisa that does not require the owner to be tar at the time of Zrika to eat the meat assumes like Rabbi Nassan. Rabbi Yochanan thinks the Rabban could be the author of the brisa, and it's saying that when the majority of the community became tameh after the Shechita, the rest of the carbon should be brought, but still not eaten, just in case people think that even when an individual becomes tameh after the Shechita, that he's also allowed to eat his carbon pesach. An alternate understanding of Rav is not necessarily following Rabbi Nassan, but that he follows Rabbi Yeshua, that if the basar of Korban Pesach became tameh and the Zrika were done, it's kosher b'di'avad.